While we're on the subject of rising prices, last week I gassed up the two family cars, an aging Taurus and a fairly youthful Passat, and $55 later I felt that I had met the economy and it was not fun. Looking around at my fellow motorists, some of whom were gassing up vehicles the size of small houses, I wondered how do gasoline prices relate to our sense of well-being or being better or worse off than we used to be. And so, with the help of intern Allison Clayman, I compared rises and falls of the price of a gallon of gasoline versus retention of the White House. And here's what I found. Since 1976, in every presidential election year, when a gallon of gasoline cost less than it did the previous presidential election year, the party in the White House held the White House. And in every year but one, when a gallon cost more than it did 4 years earlier, the party in the White House lost the presidency. I'll tell you which that 1 year was after we put this question to a real researcher, Andrew Kohut, director of the Pew Research Center. Welcome to the program, Manny.
Happy to be with you.
One of my editors informed me that the correlation is still not so great as that between whether the American League or the National League wins the World Series in the year of the election. But do you think we're onto something here in assessing mood?
Well, this is more of a hit than the baseball analogy. We have been tracking public interest in gasoline prices, and this year, which is a year with a lot of news and a lot of interesting news, almost every time we ask the gasoline prices question, it is the top news interest item of the month in our national surveys. For example, last month, 58% said they were following it very closely, compared to 39% for Iraq and 40% the death of Ronald Reagan. So it's generally something that attracts a lot of attention. In all the years that we've been doing polls about gasoline prices, it was only not interesting once, and that is when gasoline prices were going down.
I see. Now, you break down which kind of voters are most interested in what stories. Who are the Americans who seem to most closely follow the story of rising gasoline prices?
Middle-income people, poor people, African-Americans, Southerners more than people in other regions, and Democrats more so than Republicans.
So do you think it's possible that when politicians ask us, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago, that we... You know, that what happens to us at the gas pump is one of the images that tells us that?
Look, I think for ordinary people, gasoline prices are the most obvious economic indicator. And I also think it's one of the reasons why President Bush has recently had trouble getting the American public to come to the view that the economy is recovering. People see these prices, which take a very significant bite out of their own economies, going up, 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 and they're very high. And it's a regressive price. The same amount is paid for gasoline by middle-income people as rich people and poor people. So it's a very powerful indicator.
When you compare which people are most interested in the story of gasoline prices and which people intend to vote what way, what do you find?
Well, there's a strong correlation among people who are paying very close attention to gasoline prices. Kerry leads Bush 50-41. Among people not paying such close attention, it's 53% Bush, 41% Kerry.
Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
Andrew Kohut is director of the Pew Research Center. And the answer to that question earlier is the one election since 1976 when gasoline prices were up, but the incumbent party held the White House, was 1996, the year of Bill Clinton's reelection.